This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thursday, February 8th. A mix of sun and clouds today in Dallas with a high of 74. More clouds will move in this evening with a low of 56. Here are today's headlines. Dallas will soon get a $5 billion children's hospital as demand for pediatric care in North Texas balloons alongside the region's growing population. Children's Health and the UT Southwestern Medical Center will replace Children's Medical Center Dallas with a brand new facility on nearly 34 acres in the Southwestern Medical District. The 2 million square foot hospital will include two 12-story towers and an 8-story tower located on the corner of Harry Hines Boulevard and Mockingbird Lane, about a mile and a half away from the current campus. The Children's Hospital will include 552 beds, a 38% increase from the current medical center, with space for future expansion. The only Level 1 pediatric trauma center in the region will include 90 emergency room pods and 24 observation rooms, while a new outpatient clinic will add 96 exam rooms to the 344 that will continue to operate at the existing Specialty Center Dallas on Stemmons. In total, the 4.5 million square foot campus will be larger than AT&T Stadium. Not-for-profit Children's and UT Southwestern will break ground on the new facility in the second half of this year. The hospital is expected to open in the next 6 to 7 years. Up next, cautious optimism is the theme of the 2024 State of the Restaurant Industry report published by the National Restaurant Association on February 7th. The annual report, compiled from economic forecasts and surveys of restaurant operators and diners, says the country's restaurant sales are expected to hit a record $1.1 trillion this year. The number of restaurant jobs is also expected to increase. According to the report, the restaurant industry is predicted to add 200,000 jobs nationwide in 2024. But here is where the cautious part comes in. Only 27% of the nation's restaurant operators expect to be more profitable this year, and 38% said they were not profitable last year. Texas restaurant operators specifically named high food, labor, and credit card processing costs as reasons for the squeeze on profits. Average food prices are still 25% higher than they were before the pandemic, the report says. Supply delays and shortages also impacted 77% of restaurants around the country last year. In other news, despite Texas adding hundreds of thousands of jobs in recent years, more companies are announcing layoffs expected to take place in late March, according to notices filed with the Texas Workforce Commission. Medical research firm Avero Diagnostics and logistics company Hollingsworth are cutting back on local workers. 103 employees at Northwest Pathology, doing business as Avero Diagnostics, are being laid off as the company prepares to shut down its Irving plant on Riverside Drive, according to a layoff notice filed with the TWC. The Irving-based genetics testing company is facing financial troubles as it's lost revenue in recent years and is undergoing reorganization. Northwest is reducing its workforce at plants like the ones in Irving to shift focus to its anatomic pathology business in Washington State, the company's layoff notice said. In 2021, Avero's annual revenue was estimated at approximately $40 million, according to Laboratory Economics. And Frisco's Stonebriar Center is a traditional enclosed suburban mall surrounded by some of the fastest-growing cities in the U.S. But that is not a guarantee for success in the mall business these days. during this post-Christmas season and before spring and summer upticks, Stonebriar is moving some of its more than 200 stores around to make room for new ones coming in, such as Mango and Chubby's. A large retailer has committed, but the mall said it cannot yet disclose the name that's partly responsible for some of the recent moves. Stonebriar was one of the last enclosed malls to be built in the U.S. when it opened in 2000. It's anchored by Nordstrom, JCPenney, Dick's Sporting Goods, Dillard's, and Macy's. Retailers are looking to be where the customer traffic is organically on the upswing. Collin County's population is expected to keep growing at the rate it has the past 10 years, and the mall is responding by bringing in stores that cater to Gen Z, Gen Alpha, and their moms. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.